welcome to another edition of Live on Tape with Pete Tribuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio, a Beasley Media Group radio station. Pete Tribuco here with, of course, my my producer, TJ, who is also here as well, on a not-so-nice Saturday afternoon. It's a little cloudy out there. You know, we had a hurricane, obviously. We're going to probably get the after effects for the next several days, so it's not the nicest day here in Philadelphia, but we'll do the best we can. I just wanted to talk about basically, you know, this is a very, very difficult month when it comes to weather conditions. We have a change in weather, and I just want to let you know that if you're outside in the next several days, just be a little careful about the weather and the conditions, because even though the storm is breaking up, we're going to be getting the remnants of that. And as you know, over 20 people have died from the hurricane down south. So just be aware of that. Be safe out there. Drive slowly if you're listening on the radio at this point on this Saturday afternoon. And just take it really easy as it goes. So I'm here with TJ. Now, TJ, how are you doing? I haven't had you as a producer in a while. What's going on with you, TJ?
I'm doing good, Pete. I am actually working a lot. I do a lot of work for our sister station, 102.9 MGK. I run the board for them. You've probably seen that multiple times, but I'm doing fine, you know, just working a lot.
This is true. And as I've spoken with Tyler, you guys got the keys to, of course, our sister station, MGK, which is an incredible station. I can't get past the AM studios. I don't have any badges like you guys do to get there. So one of these days, I'm going to have to swipe your badges to get into all the different studios. But that's good. How was your summer? I haven't talked to you in a while. And obviously, we're in fall now. So tell me about your summer. Did you do anything special this summer?
So this summer, I really didn't do much. But actually, last week, my wife and I went to Colorado for the first time. And that was for a vacation.
Okay. Sounds good. How long you were there for?
We were there for a week, and you know, we went through Denver, then the Crested Butte, then the Box Canyon, you know, all that fun stuff. And then we traveled 6 hours back to Denver from Box Canyon. It was pretty fun.
Sounds good. Well, I've actually been, you know, traveling a little bit. I don't know if you know this, but this show has been nominated for a Independent Music Award that's going to be held in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry Theater, which is the major theater in Nashville, Tennessee. And the Live on Tape has actually been nominated for that show. So in October, that's less than a month away, October 27th, actually. We're going to be down there, and we're up against good, stiff competition. You might have heard of Elvis Duran. You know, obviously, that show, that's a major, major network show. ABC, we're up against Tony Orlando that does WABC in New York City and a whole bunch of other places. So we're hoping that we'll win, but just going there and being able to be in the front row because you're a nominee with cameras and on you and all that type of stuff. We're looking to see if a Live on Tape can actually pull an upset at this event. So we're looking forward to actually doing that. And I got to thank all our listeners for actually doing that and for all the people that have been involved with getting us to the level of being one of the top. I think there's only six or seven nominees, and we happen to be one of them. It's a pretty good feeling to go ahead and do that. So, TJ, we've got, as you know, we get a lot of singers, songwriters, recording artists. We've got athletes on the show. Basically, we've got movie stars. And well, today is something I'm really proud of. You know, we do have, of course, a lot of up and coming singers as well as established artists. We just had Tony Orlando on, and we had Dackie DeShannon on. We had the Righteous Brothers in here, and a whole bunch of others. I could just go on and on, but we really don't have too many international recording artists. And today, folks, we have one. We have one that not only is big in the United States, but also a international recording artist, a composer and producer. Her albums have sold over 2 million CDs and albums worldwide. and she's just amazing. You might have seen her on PBS, because obviously she does the concerts on PBS. She has been to almost every country you can think of, including Canada, the United States, Korea, Hong Kong, China, Europe, even Moscow, Moscow, Russia. So she has actually been everywhere. So, folks, I'd like to introduce Georgia Frumanti. Georgia, how are you doing today, young lady?
Hi, I'm very, very well. Thank you so much for your kind words. Thank you.
Not a problem. You know, I've listened to your records. I've listened to your albums in order to do a little research. And did anybody ever tell you you have a voice of an angel? Did anybody ever say that to you?
Yes, thank you. And yes, it's a beautiful compliment that I'm receiving over and over. And it's a very, very beautiful, beautiful gift every time I hear this. Because to sing for me, it's my passion, it's my love, and it's my joy. So to share this passion with so many people, like you said, I sang in all continents except from Antarctica because it's a little bit chilly up there. Already Canada.
Might be a little chilly.
Yeah. I mean, I was growing
up. No, that is great. In fact,
yeah,
Go ahead, Georgia.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. I was born in Italy.
I can hear you. Go ahead, Georgia.
Yes. I was born in Italy, and I moved to Canada, and then from here I travel all over. So, yeah, it's a beautiful passion that is becoming, it is my profession now to sing for millions of hearts all over the world.
That's right. So, I'm looking at everything, and what really stands out is not just the over 2 million that you have actually sold album-wise, but you also had a top 20 on the Billboard crossover chart in 2010, top 20 for the album From My Heart. So yeah, and of course you do New York City. You do a lot of events in Times Square in New York City. So walk me through. Now, you're originally from Italy. Where exactly in Italy were you from?
I was born in Tuscany, in the north of Tuscany, 1 hour from Pisa and Florence, near the mountains and near the ocean, because Italy is so tiny and you have everything in a very short distance. And I grew up in a very simple family. My parents work very hard, and I was growing up with my grandmother. She was taking care of me, and her way to calm me and to make me sleep was to sing for me every night before we are going to bed. I was in hospital for some problem when I was a child, and I really believe that her singing healed me in some way, and that's why music is such a special part of my life. And I grew up very shy in a little village, and I didn't know what I really wanted to do until the day the choir of my little village needed the new people. So the church choir, and I went there, not because I wanted to be a singer, but just for the presence. And that night I discovered this natural, high soprano, classical crossover voice, a little bit like Andrea Bocelli or Sarah Brightman in this kind of music with this classical voice, but I sing everything that touched my heart. So I studied law because my parents wanted a normal job, and I tried to be normal.
Okay.
Until the day the passion was too strong in my heart, and I applied for the classical study in Italy, the conservatory. But I knew that I didn't want to do opera, despite I had this classical high voice. And life opened many doors, closed others. Was not always easy, but at 27 years old, I decided to move to Canada. I met a right producer. I signed 2 years later in New York with EMI on Fifth Avenue, and I start to really travel the world. So from the little village that I was coming from was a huge achievement.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at it basically... I can't even pronounce it, but the little village of, I'm going to try it anyway. Vivisano, is that correct? Or is that close?
Yes.
Is that close to what?
Sivizzano
yeah,
is where I
and that's
was
in
born.
Tuscany.
Yes.
That is amazing. Yeah, I'm looking at your career. Basically, you did go to the conservatory in Palma. You really relocated into Montreal, Canada, 2002, where you continued the vocal training. When did you know that you were going to have a singing career to the level that you become an international recording artist? When did you know that you were going to be doing this, that this would be a full-time thing, not just something that you would do maybe in a choir or maybe something you would do part-time? When did you know that you were going to be successful as you are internationally?
Listen, it was a huge, huge dream to accomplish. I still have a lot to do, but really many, many things were really done. And I had this huge dream, this huge passion, and I was really connected with the universe. My faith was really, really strong because practically it was really almost impossible because I didn't have connection, and in Italy is a lot, unfortunately, is a lot about the connection and who you know. And instead, my focus and my trust and my faith and my heart pushed me so much. And finally, the dream became a reality. Of course, I met the right manager and producer that helped me to make this dream a reality. And not only that, like many other singers, he became my husband. So, 23 years
Okay.
later, because you know, not many other men stand the life of a singer. So, with him together, I had the dream, and he had the practical side of him. He knew how to navigate through this business that many times is so crazy. And I am a very sensitive person, so I need to have somebody near me that knows also how to protect me, because unfortunately this business can be really, really particular. And in 22 years of career, we recorded 13 albums. I sang from the Olympic Games in
Yeah.
Beijing to the Expo in Shanghai to the Kremlin in Russia, in New York Times Square, and many other beautiful theater and occasions. And in the same time, I built my family. I have four kids, two biological, one adopted, and one in foster family. So let's say it's a pretty busy life, and I'm a very busy mom. And when I sing now, it's even more beautiful for me to know that the passion is still stronger, and the desire to share what I feel through music with the audience is even more there. So for me, as I told you, it's almost like a prayer, a universal prayer to sing behind religions and beliefs. It's just about love and sharing. And today, almost 22 years, is even stronger.
Yeah, well, you've accomplished a lot in that time period. Let me ask you a question. We're gonna be going to break, but just real quick. When you go, I mean, you have a family. Do they go with you to Italy? They go with you to Europe. They go with you to Canada, to Korea, to Hong Kong, to
Yes.
Moscow. Do they end up
Yes.
going with you when you do your concerts?
Yes, because my roots of Italian mom are very strong, and I am very, very attached to my kids, and I also miss a lot the presence of my mom when I was little because she was working so hard and I couldn't be with her. So I trust and I promise myself that the music will never remove. I had the chance, like differently from other women, that they can't. Exactly. So I had the chance to bring my kids everywhere with me.
Wow, well that's really good. I'm glad that that's the case because I can imagine you traveling all over the place and not taking them. Like a lot of the artists I talk with, a lot of recording artists, when they're on the road, they really don't take their children because I mean it's very strenuous. They got 30, 40 different I guess events going on, and it's just a little too crazy. So I'm glad that you're able to do that. For those of you just joining us, we are talking with international recording artist, composer, and producer, Georgia Fremonti. And she's just an amazing woman. And we'll be back with Live on Tape right after these messages. Each year, 5,000 people, including children, choke to death.
LifeHack can stop these senseless tragedies. And it's so easy to use as well. Simply place the mask over the face and push and pull. You'll never regret having a LifeHack in your home or office. Please visit their website at www.lifehack.net today to protect you and your loved ones. Or you can call them at 877-LIFEVAC. That's 877-LIFEVAC.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
And welcome back to Live on Tape with Pete Tribuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And of course, Pete Tribuco here with, of course, my producer, TJ, who I couldn't do this without him because, let's face it, I am really not good when it comes to board work or producing shows. But I'm glad I'm here on a Saturday afternoon. Not so nice out as we go, but hopefully the weather might get better. It's probably not because of the remnants of the hurricane, but we'll do the best we can. But I want to take the time to introduce you to World Star Public Relations, where excellence meets exposure. Now, are you ready to elevate your brand to new heights? Well, their team of dynamic PR experts is here to make your story shine bright on the global stage. Whether, well, you're the startup or an established artist, business, or rising star, they specialize in crafting narratives that captivate and campaigns that resonate. World Star Public Relations, your passport to the world of unparalleled visibility and success. So why not join the ranks of those who have already made headlines? Choose World Star Public Relations and let your story take center stage. You can reach them at 631-506-6600. That is 631-506-6600. And of course, we've got an amazing guest, international recording artist, composer, producer. I mean, over 2 million albums sold, which is pretty cool, worldwide. And, of course, she's done stuff on PBS. You might have seen the concerts. You might have actually been in Times Square, where she performs as well, in New York City. Just amazing. Been all over the world, not just the United States, Canada, but Korea, Hong Kong, China, all of Europe, and, of course, Moscow and Russia. And she's Italian-born, which is cool because I'm Italian as well, so we have that in common. So, Georgia, I'm looking at some of your bio here. Now, it says they got you down as an Italian soprano singer, crossover singer. Can you explain what that is? Can you explain that whole thing to me? Because I'm musically inept. So yes. If you can do that, that would be great.
I call myself the female version of Andrea Bocelli or Il Divo or Sarah Brightman. This kind of voice that they are more classical, like going up in a high notes, but sings all kind of beautiful pop melody. So this is my last 13 album. They were really a collection of beautiful memory, melody, singing, and sometimes having this more classical range of voice.
Well, I got to admit, your voice is amazing. I did my homework. I always do my homework. And as soon as I was able to get you on, I went through your albums. I listened to your songs. I watched the PBS special in which it was amazing. The only thing I could say basically is you're right. You are the female version of Puccelli. I mean, you sound amazing. Soprano-wise, the voice is—it's like an—it's angelic, absolutely angelic.
Thank you.
You know what you've accomplished. Now, all of the countries you've been to, obviously you're from Italy. Which one did you like the most? Which one do you like to go back to? And that could be United States too. But where did you like to perform? And what venue do you think that really stands out when you perform? And you've done so many concerts.
I know, and every country, every public from every country, it's so unique and different. So Each one of them, it's so particular. Of course, Italy is in my heart. It's my roots. So it touched me, very sensitive parts in me, because I left Italy 20 years ago, and it was not always easy to be an immigrant, live in your country and starting everything in the other side of the world to achieve your dreams. From here, from Canada, it was easier because I was signing in the USA, and I had the chance to tour the Asia a lot, China and Korea and Japan. And, you know, despite sometimes crazy government rules, the audience is always special no matter what. I have the chance to attract beautiful people, beautiful audience, very sensitive, because my music is kind of like relaxing and quiet and powerful but soft. And so I have the chance to attract a beautiful audience. It's a natural selection that it happens. Every country is unique, and I'm very excited to go almost everywhere. I was in New York, Times Square, last Saturday, in the more busy place outside Times Square, the chaotic place in the world, and it was such a challenge to stay there, such a beautiful challenge to stay center in this huge chaotic place and to have all kind of people from all nationality listening. So it was pretty magical. I love USA, I love Italy, Canada, Asia, and I love the world in general.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm looking at your discography, if you want to call it that. All the albums that you have, Like a Dream, which was released in 2004. Then you had, after that, From My Heart, which obviously is the one that actually reached the top 20 on the Billboard crossover, and Heavenly Voices. And believe me, you have a heavenly voice. So that definitely is fitting for you. And that was in 2007. I'll skip the next one. Je Jouisse, I think it's how it's pronounced, which was actually in Canada. Peace of Heaven, which another one that was in 2009, Magnificent, which was another one, Asylum, which was in 2011. You had The Collection, which was released in 2012. Is it Corazon Latino? So I'm assuming that you're doing other languages other than English and Italian. A Christmas Prayer, which was interesting, in 2014. Essence, Noel in Lemire, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. And that was out of the Vega 2, 2015. Amor. I can just go on and on. All the albums that you have done. And it's just amazing that, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, folks, latest, if you have not. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My latest album is a collection of beautiful melody from movie, from Walt Disney, When I Wish Upon a Star, Over the Rainbow, from Ennio Morricone, Once Upon a Time in the West, to Vangelis, the most beautiful soundtrack, singing it with my voice. So I really sing everything that touch my heart, new composition or classical standard, and it's really my passion, my love, and to be able to share, now that my family is made, I have these four kids from 15 years old to 4 years old. I mean, from four years old to 15 years old, part of my family life is complete, and now it's just continuing doing my passion and share it with the audience and bring some love through this music.
Yeah, and it's I'm looking at basically some of the things on Wikipedia. Just in case, folks, you wanted to actually go to her website, Giorgia Famanti's website is where you can actually find a lot of her concert dates and what she's doing. And obviously, it's just an amazing career that continues with the new album that you just heard about that's coming out shortly. And that would be www.Giorgia, G-I-O-R-G-I-A, Famanti, Famanti.com. So that would be www.GiorgiaFamanti.com. I'm looking on your website right now. Just amazing pictures. just an amazing, I guess. And I keep saying the word amazing because I just think that your music is incredible. The
Thank
sound.
You so much.
Now, I noticed that you're speaking very good English. And you're from Italy.
Thank you.
When did you pick up the English language?
When I arrived here in Canada. But in Canada, we also have French. So I was really busy between learning French and English and trying to make this dream a reality. So my last 22 years, they were definitely very, very busy. But, you know, I had the chance to sing in many languages, from English to Italian to French to Spanish, sometimes in Chinese. And it's a chance to contact and to connect to many different cultures. And it's such a beauty. It's the beauty of my profession, too, the fact that I was able to travel everywhere. And as I told you, my manager is my husband, so I have the chance to bring my kids with me, because I cannot remove from my career the most important role in my life, that is to grow my children. So sometimes, of course, you lose some occasion, but in my heart I have the peace to know that I didn't remove anything from my human family life for the music. And I think in the industry we see, and I saw so many beautiful artists that they lost themselves, and unfortunately they have a private life that is horrible, and there was not my desire. So of course I still have to do a lot. There is a lot to do still, but there are millions of people listening right now to my music, and I have still a sanity in my mind and in my heart, and I can be a mother and I can live off my passion. So it's pretty, pretty beautiful. And it's very simple in the same time. I just want to share my passion with the audience. And this is happening every day. Thank to you, too, that you're sharing your radio with me. So I will definitely reach new, beautiful people today. And they can find my music in iTunes, Apple, Spotify, and everything, all the digital platforms.
Yeah, that's something else, I'll tell you. And folks, if you can, you definitely want to go ahead and do that. It's very relaxing music, too. I've noticed that as well. Now, I'm curious, how many languages do you speak? I can't even do English, and you've got how many?
But because when you speak English, you speak everywhere. So, you know, you're kind of lucky. You go everywhere, and everybody needs to speak your language. But when you're born in Italy, it's beautiful Italian. It's very easy to sing, but you don't have the choice to learn English at least, and then French, Spanish, and I'm not good in Chinese, despite my daughter was born there and I adopted her there.
Okay.
But I'm not fluent in Chinese. I just sing in Chinese.
Well, sounds good. Sounds good. Well, for those just joining, we are talking with international recording artist, composer, producer, over 2 million albums sold, or CDs. I guess we call them CDs these days. We're speaking to Giorgio Fromanti, and we'll be back with Live on Tape right after these messages. Each year, 5,000 people, including children, choke to death. LifeVac can stop these senseless tragedies. It's so easy to use also. Simply place the mask over face, push and pull. You'll never regret having a LifeVac in your home or office. Please visit LifeVac.net today to protect you and your loved ones. Or you can call them at 877-LIFEVAC. That's 877-LIFEVAC.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
And welcome back on a Saturday afternoon for Live on Tape with Pete Tribuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio, Philadelphia. I hope you guys stay a little dry today. Weather's not going to be the greatest, but if you're outside, please be careful driving and, you know, getting outside and doing things. It's pretty slippery out there. The commercial you heard, the original one, was called LifeVac, and I want to promote this because I do a lot of training in CPR, first aid, and AED. I've been doing it for over 25 years. And I'll tell you, prior to LifeVac and all these companies that have that same type of device, we were doing CPR in order to remove an object, either the Heimlich maneuver or CPR. Well, LifeVac has come along, and I want to talk about LifeVac really quick, and that is, it's an alternative to doing CPR if they're unconscious or on the ground. It's more like a suction in which you actually put the mask on, press down, and push up as if it's a plunger. And it actually works extremely well. Over 2,000 lives have been saved thus far with the LifeVac unit. And it's easy to use. There are different sizes of masks for different individuals. For example, there's one for an adult. There's one for a child. And there's one for an infant. So it works extremely well. And it foregoes CPR if they're unconscious or on the floor, which means no breaking of ribs. You press down like a plunger, push back up, and the suction action actually causes whatever's in the throat to actually come up where you can see it and take it out. So I definitely believe in LifeVac. And, of course, that's 877-LIFEVAC, basically, LIFEVAC. Or you can look at LifeVac.com in order to get more information. They're sold everywhere. Amazon's got them, as well as pretty much any of the major stores. They're really, really worth it. So LifeVac, don't leave home without it. It's good for vacations, but it's also good for your household. So we have international recording artist and composer and producer, over 2 million album CDs sold and continuing, dozens of albums that are out there. She not only speaks in Italian or sings in Italian as well as in English, but in Spanish, French, and I can just go on and on, all the different languages. So my question to you, Georgia, is this. I have difficulty singing just in English. Now, you've got to do different inflections in France and French, and you got to do it correctly. Same with Spanish, as well as other, you know, other countries. How hard is that to try to get the dialect right, especially if you're singing it? It's probably difficult enough just to talk, but how about singing? How difficult is that to learn the language, but learn it and sing it?
My first album 20 years ago was in English, and even when I was saying no, was different. My no in Italian was different from the no in English. So it was so difficult because you know, you don't understand your accent, and you really can't do too much to change it, and you want to put your passion and your emotion in the music. So how can you think about how you need to pronounce? So still today, it's not super easy. Of course, Italian is the most easy language to sing because it's beautiful, it's round, it's easy. But I have this beautiful chance to sing in so many languages and to be near so many different cultures. And of course, I have my accent. But in the end, I think the heart and the intention you put in your recording is what touched the audience. So that is always my focus. It's not perfect, but it's made with a lot of heart. That's for sure.
Well, do you have a music or language coach to help you with the different languages?
Yes, especially when I sing in Chinese, for sure. I need to have somebody. And I have the honor and chance to perform with Long Long, that is one of the biggest Chinese pianists that is going all over the world. And we worked together many times, and he worked with Andrea Bocelli too. And he told me that actually my Chinese accent was, pronunciation was so perfect. So I don't know, maybe I have some angels.
Wow.
Singing through me when I am singing, and each one of them is from a specific culture, so that's why. I don't know.
Well, I tell you, that's something else. The fact that you can actually do several languages and sound just as good in other languages as you do in English, and basically going through that whole process is just absolutely amazing for all those people out there that just want to try to sing. And we've had recording artists on, you know, even big time recording artists, that when they go to China, when they go to Japan, when they go to Korea, Hong Kong, Australia, or wherever, or Montreal, in the French section of Montreal, they'll sing in English. They're not going to change that around, but you've gone one step further. You've actually mastered other languages and basically have performed worldwide. I want to, you know, just basically let everyone know that it's not that very easy to do that, and you've actually done just an amazing job. So let's move on. I want to move on to a couple of other things with regards to you as well. And that is, you said you have a family, you've adopted, you take them everywhere that you end up going. How many concerts do you do in a year?
For sure the pandemic changed and stopped us for a long time, but it was a good timing because in 2020, when the pandemic exploded, I was receiving my little boy. He was 2 days old. He's in a foster family, but he's staying with us because, unfortunately, his biological parents, they cannot take care of him. So he's with us from the last 4 years, and he will be with us forever.
Uh-huh.
The year before, I was going in China to adopt my daughter. So in some way, the pandemic stopped us in a good time because I had four kids, my two biological and these two children that they arrived. So it was a good timing to stop. But in the last 2 years, things started again. And I was just in Italy last summer doing concert. I will be in USA in November. I will go to Shanghai, China in December for concert. And I have concert here in Canada. So, you know, things are starting to roll again. Always in the good balance. Always in the good balance. Because, as I said, I have four kids. And I don't want that their life is too much in trouble because they go to a school, and I try to pull them out when I have a concert, but in the right balance for my own health and for their own rhythm. So, you know, we're talking about 20, 25, depends, a year, depends. and also it's it's a demanding singing. It's songs that demand a lot of, you know, physically there are songs that they demand a lot. So I need to always balance with what is healthy for my body, because we saw too many beautiful singers like Celine Dion, for example, that too much is not good because it's beautiful, but it's a lot to carry. And so it's important to have the right balance.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'll tell you. I want to end up going to break, but I want to just basically say that if you've just joined us, we've got one more segment coming up. We are talking with international recording artist, composer, and producer. She has done albums have sold 2 million plus, and she is going to be back with us on Live on Tape right after these messages.
Each year, 5,000 people, including children, choke to death. LifeVac can stop these senseless tragedies. And it's so easy to use as well. Simply place the mask over the face and push and pull. You'll never regret having a LifeVac in your home or office. Please visit their website at www.lifevac.net today to protect you and your loved ones. Or you can call them at 877-LIFEVAC. That's 877-LIFEVAC.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Help us help first responders in your community today. Go to firstrcf.org to learn more.
And welcome back to Live on Tape with Pete Tribuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio Philadelphia on a kind of cloudy, yucky Saturday afternoon. But we're going to try to brighten your hearts and your day by talking with our incredible guest that we have, actually, international recording artist, composer, and producer. She's done it all, not just in the United States, but in many, many countries. Sings in different languages. She is the Italian soprano singer and a crossover singer who, by the way, had a top 20 album, From My Heart, in the Billboard crossover chart not too long ago. So she's doing well. She's actually got an album out now, which we will talk about as well. And you mentioned, Georgia, that you're going to be in the United States in November. Do you have the details on that? Is it anywhere close to Philadelphia so we can come see you?
I would love to. Not this time. We'll be more in the Vermont area and in Detroit area. But I really, really hope to come back to Philadelphia and to meet you in person and to sing for beautiful people. But for now, you can find all my music on all the digital platforms and on YouTube. There are many videos. So I really hope the people will take the time to listen to my voice, because definitely is the point, the key point, if they like it or not.
Well, this is true. So basically you're saying Vermont, and you said Troy. Is that Troy, New York? Is that what you said you were going to be at, or is that Vermont and Troy?
Yeah, no, it's in Vermont, and then on my website we will put all the details, because I'm a little bit like you with the technology, me. And that's why I have my husband, taking care of the practical side of all these details. But in my Facebook page or Instagram or my website will be all the information. I'm also a little bit I live in the wood, and I'm a little bit sometimes hiding. I love to sing for millions of people, and I also need to recharge in my forest. But you can find all my information on the internet.
Yes, in fact, let's go over the actual website one more time, folks. Again, this is international recording artist and composer and producer. She has sold over 2 million albums, or in this case, just so many different records. And PBS, I actually saw the PBS special, which was amazing. Times Square, she's been several times. She will be in the Vermont area in November, and we're going to eventually get her here in Philadelphia again. We're looking forward to that. But her email would be www.georgia, G-I-O-R-G-I-A, Fumanti, Fumanti.com. So that'll be www.georgiafumanti.com.
Yes,
and that's coming up hopefully soon. So
we'll be in Springfield.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We will be in Springfield, in Burlington, Howell, Columbus, and Pleasant. Don't tell me where
sounds
they are.
Good. Well, we got to get you out. We got to get you back in Philadelphia. I'm sure there's a lot of venues that would love
really
to get you.
Hope.
New York City's already had you several times, so we want to get you into New York City as well.
I really hope so.
One last question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really hope so. I really, really hope so.
One last question I have for you, and then we'll take the break. And I think we got about maybe 5 or 6 minutes left. So we got some time now for people that are coming up. We've got a lot of, and I always ask this question to very, very successful singer songwriters, recording artists like yourself. And I always ask that question, people coming up that want to do what you're doing. It's a lot of hard work. As you said, it's a lot of hard work. Do you have any advice on what to give individuals that are just breaking in, that are trying to have a career, a successful career like you have. What advice could you give them?
Yes, it's definitely a very particular job, but you know, the pleasure and the gift of have this talent, play an instrument or singing or any other kind of talent, making a cake, being a constructor, every single talent is so special. So to bring that talent and to become a professional sometimes is wonderful and sometimes is not so good, because you lose the focus of the gift you have in the moment that you do the music. That it should be and stay the most important thing, and be just fulfilled by doing that music, by being an instrument that through that music can express. So my really advice, it's really to never lose the focus of the joy and the pleasure you feel when you do your music. And then, of course, if you want to make a profession, you need to have the right team around you. You need to have somebody that trusts in you and respects you. And sometimes in this TV contest, a lot of new artists come out from this music, the voice and the talent. But sometimes I feel it is so fast, and it's so, everything is like a show. And a real artist needs the time to grow, to mature, to become better. And sometimes in this industry, there is this time is not allowed. So it's a very particular thing. But I believe that keep singing in a choir or create a band and performing for the audience. It's very, very important to become stronger and to become more confident. So I think this is my advice.
That's excellent advice. Let's go over your new album that's coming out, The Cinema Collection. Looks like you're taking a lot of collectible songs. You're from John Barry, Henry Mancini, John Williams, and so on down the line. Tell me about this new album now that's coming out with all these amazing music from all these incredible composers and singers
exactly.
That you're doing. So tell me about that.
It's my favorite field, because I have this voice that can go and sing pop songs, but also need to fly up for like a classical singer. So movie theme like When You Wish Upon a Star or Over the Rainbow, Moon River, or John Williams from the movie Artificial Intelligence, Schindler List of John Williams, this wonderful melody written by John Williams for violin that I sing in my album. There are so many iconic movies, from Vangelis, Chariots of Fire, to so many others, and it's the field that I prefer. Of course, as I said, I sing and compose new songs, but these themes are so magnificent, and this is the material I enjoy to work.
I'm looking forward to it. In fact, as I said, it's going to be amazing. Your voice is angelic. Now, recently you were in New York City and you did a concert there, April 22nd, 2024, right on 47th Street and Broadway, and it was broadcast live. It's an event, the Universal Peace Foundation, basically. And didn't they name you Ambassador for Peace, a lifetime distinction awarded to her in Central Park? Tell me about that. Tell me about what it's like to get that award.
Yeah, it's a beautiful achievement, and it touched me deeply, because, you know, we still need so much peace. And to feel that they give me this award for the focus in my music and the vibration in my music, it's something that deeply touched me, because when I left Italy 20 years ago, my dream was not to become a super international star, but was just to sing for millions of hearts and touch them. So today, every time I receive, of course, it's my profession. Of course, I have four kids and they cost me a fortune. So, of course, I need to earn money and work. But the biggest achievement is when I receive comment and that the people can feel through my voice some kind of comfort. This is the thing that it's very touching. It's very touching for me. And the music has this power to comfort us, to make us dance, to give us joy. So it's very important how we use the lyrics we sing and the melody we sing to inspire many people. This is definitely my main focus still today.
You know, you've traveled all over the world, basically performing in almost every language, and like you said, almost every country that is out there. A question I have is this: were you ever like starstruck? I mean, you performed with a lot of different people, big performers and people that were up and coming and arising. Did you ever feel starstruck and say, "Wow, I'm actually on stage with these individuals"? Did you ever get that feeling? That,
yes,
you know, you were like, wow, this is just an amazing feeling.
Definitely I had when I was standing near one of the three tenor, Jose Carreras, or when I did a virtual duet with Luciano Pavarotti, or when I sang with Michael Bolton, or I sang in the Olympic Games. It's definitely, you know, as I told you, I started from a very small village in Italy. But, you know, after you become a mother and after you go through the challenges of life, the loss of people you love, and the challenges to become a mother through the adoption and fostering, and you see the challenges of life, you just want to appreciate the moment you do your passion. And today, of course, I get impressed, but, you know, I need to be rooted so deeply in the earth with the real stuff, with the growing up for kids and being away from my mother in Italy. And, you know, there are many other things that are much more practical, that are even more important. Of course, I have my ego, and it's fun and it's beautiful, but my focus is really to do my best in this journey on earth and to share my passion of music.
Well, you mentioned something that struck me. You said you sang in the Olympics. Tell me about that experience, what that was like, and what Olympics was that?
It was the Olympic in Beijing. We are talking about many years ago, 2008. And the Expo in 2010 of Shanghai. Definitely China was in the booming time, and I was called many, many times there, probably because it's so chaotic and it's so crowded that my music was almost calming something there. So I had the chance to perform for billions, because really there, the TV program, they have a huge billions viewers. They don't have YouTube. They cannot use other, you know, it's a very particular governmental state and country. And to be able to sing for so many people there was deeply, deeply, deeply touching me. And the last time I went, I started the process to adopt, and now I have a Chinese daughter in my house. So...
Wow.
It was a very special personal and professional experience.
Well, that must have been an amazing experience, obviously, being in the Olympics and singing. And yes, you do have that calming effect music-wise. Wow. It's like I said, you sound angelic. And for those of you, again, I want to emphasize the fact that if you have not listened to any of George's music, you can do so. You can go on all the different internet sites, but you can also go to www.georgiafumanti.com. That's Giorgia Fumanti, Fumanti Georgia.com. Just amazing time. Georgia, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you having on. We can't wait until you actually visit Philadelphia again. And we want to wish you a pleasant Saturday afternoon. And thanks for being on live on tape. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Pete. It was a beautiful time, and thank you to give me the opportunity to talk to your audience. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. And that about wraps it up for Live on Tape this week. We will talk to you again next week on behalf of myself and TJ, my producer. Thanks for stopping in and tuning us in. Have a good day.